Welcome back to Niaga Wani. My name is Ibrahim Sani. On my right is Najib Arif, and of course we have Ashraf Asnan. There you go. It's a full house this morning. So in early 2021, Gartner released a new forecast for low-code, no-code development tools. Now, of course, this is driven by an increased remote work due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Gartner projected a 23% increase for the global market for this type of technology. As a summary, low-code, no-code platforms democratizes the ability for users to create new software applications, making it possible for individual departments or units to solve problems without a direct need to rely solely on scarce IT resources. In the months that followed, low-code, no-code tools saw steady growth due to the effectiveness of this addressing some of tech's most complicated challenges, primarily the need to digitize workflows, enhance customer and employee experiences, and boost the efficiency of commercial and operational teams. According to Harvard Business Review, low-code, no-code platforms have evolved from just facilitating function-specific tools to making it possible for a broader range of business employees to truly own their automation software and build new software applications with no coding while increasing organizational capacity. So, low code, no code, what is it all about? Joining us all the way from India this morning is Suresh Sambandam, CEO of KissFlow. Suresh, maybe you can share with us on why no code, low code is the next big digital revolution and how fast does the industry need to adapt it?
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Low-code, no-code basically changes the whole digital paradigm simply because there are only 20 million developers in the world, but there are more than 500 million business users. Even out of this 20 million developers, there are only less than 10 million who work in the enterprise IT teams. So we are really looking at 10 million people servicing the needs of 500 million business users. That is like 50 times, you know, the expectations have to be met. And that's exactly why you need to power the business users with technology so that they can do self-service, do-it-yourself kind of a paradigm where they can build their own automations, they can own their own software. And that's why low-code, no-code is going to be a massive revolution.
Mm-hmm. Suresh, according to Harvard Business Review, an increasing number of businesses and IT leaders are leveraging the possibilities of low-code, no-code tools as organizations work to turn more of their employees into citizen developers. How does low-code bring the IT and business user together?
So previously, before low-code, no-code, business users used to do what is called a shadow IT, like under the cover operations, right? Without telling IT, they buy their own software and put it, to use. But with low code, no code, what is going to happen is bringing, IT and business users together on a single platform so that the domain knowledge comes from the business. And if there are integrations and other requirements that needs to be connected with the rest of the applications within the enterprise, IT can come in, do the wiring for those integrations. And that's how low-code, no-code comes together as a single platform to bring IT and business users together. At a summary level, business build the domain applications and IT brings the IT integration so that, both of them work together and make the digital automations working.
Suresh, by giving non-IT employees the opportunity, to build their own business applications, an organization can unlock new areas for rapid growth, of course. But however, some executives are cautious as well, as citizen developers are given, the opportunity to build new applications. Governance will be important, but IT staff will, need to put guardrails in place and have those built into low-code, no-code platforms to maintain consistent levels of security across the organization. How do we do this? How do we, ensure security?
Yeah, so that is one of the fundamental value propositions of low-code, no-code paradigms. Because before using low-code, no-code paradigms, business users did their own stuff. When they did their own stuff, they're not taking care of governance, security, privacy, and all those aspects, because there is no unified platform to provide that in a consistent manner across thousands of employees within the enterprise. So that is when IT decided, you know what, it needs to go into a managed environment rather than being an unmanaged environment where the business users, they make their own local decisions. So now enterprise IT is buying platforms like Isflow, the low-code, no-code platforms, and then providing it to business users so that everything comes under a managed environment and a common set of security, privacy, and safety requirements are taken care of by the platform. So that's a very, very fundamental value proposition which low-code, no-code platforms provide for business users and IT.
We don't have much time left. Maybe you can give us a short, view on this. Encouraging employees to become no-code developers and create their own business applications. This requires a shift in everyone's mindset and does include an overarching process like hiring and training processes and all the other likes of that. Do you think that companies should wait or go for this right now? And should companies that want to embrace low-code, no-code tools ensure that employees have access to the proper training?
Yeah, so actually one of the thing is we should not wait, because low code, no code is already like into the paradigm for the last 3 to 4 years. Many Fortune 500 companies have already adopted low code, no code. So it is important that we jump into the bandwagon of low code, no code right now. The beauty about low code, no code is it requires a good technology. If you pick the right software, if they look at the right platform, it would require very less training, because it is fundamentally rooted in visual development. So the no-code platform has drag and drop interfaces where people can visually drag and drop components, forms, and workflow processes, just like a flowchart designer, and click a few buttons, they'll be able to do their automations in few hours. So if you pick the right platform, the users will be able to learn and do automations on their own under 1 week's time frame, and most of the learning happens via videos. So yes, the company should jump on, and the learning this is a very, very easy thing, and most of them is a self-service learning.
All right, thank you very much. That was Suresh Sambandam joining us live from India. Suresh is the CEO of Kissflow, and of course Kissflow is a cloud-based forms automation solution that automate businesses, processes, and all the other likes within the organizations that they work with.